Left-handed hitter is ready. 2-2 pitch. That's drilled. Deep right field. Kiss it goodbye. Into the second deck for Luis Valbuena. And the Astros go up 9-7.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
11th round tripper for Valbuena against the Mariners. He owns them.
Bases loaded for the Mariners with the go-ahead runs in scoring position. Here comes the 1-2. Did he go around? Yes, he did. Couldn't check the swing on the slider, and that is the ball game. The Houston Astros sweep the Seattle Mariners as they hold on tonight for a 9-8 victory.
Well, that was easy. Valbuena, 11 home runs against the team that originally signed him, and 132 career at-bats. What a job. Big time for Valbuena.
Welcome back. Robert Ford joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Astros with a win yesterday, and certainly wasn't easy. And early on, it looked like it might be a little easier than most victories. Had a 5-0 lead early, but that Mariners team was resilient, just wouldn't quit, and you wound up having to hold on for a one-run victory.
Yeah, that was a bizarre game, and we haven't had one like that where we jumped out to such a big lead. Our pitching has been so reliable, and they chiseled their way back into a close game. We scored again. And then the big three home run off of Feliz, you know, was a lot of momentum for them. They tied the game, and it looked like we were going to head into a extra inning type affair. And Valbuena came up with a big home run after the Castro double, and then we needed both of those runs, as it turned out, when they score one in the ninth. So all in all, a good win. You know, our team stayed really resilient, and I like the fact that we responded to them coming back, because that, you know, once we get out to a 5-0 lead with our pitching, and we tend to settle in and feel like we've got that game well under control.
And Fires, you know, first two or three innings looked like he was doing okay, and then all of a sudden, just the three home runs in the span of four batters in that fourth inning really changed things.
Yeah, the wheels kind of came off for him a little bit, and it happened fast. And yeah. I thought after the first couple innings, he had really good stuff. He had a few punch outs, a couple of balls off the barrel. And then what bothered me was that, you know, after the home run that Cano hits, the walk to Cruz sort of starts to create a bigger inning for them. Sure enough, Seager hits the homer, and then they followed up with Lee's home run. So, you know, I got him out of there early. I didn't want to go to the pen that early, but as things were starting to unravel, it just looked like, you know, he was shell-shocked a little bit, and the game was starting to get closer and closer. So Davinsky came in and bridged the gap very, very well. And allowed us to continue the positive ways.
Yeah, a lot of times when we talk about Davinsky in long relief out of the pen, it's in the game in which you're trailing, and it's talking about, hey, he saved the bullpen, and he did save the bullpen to a certain extent last night, but a much different situation coming in when you have a one-run lead.
Yeah, that's the second or third time I think he's come in more of a leverage role where we have the lead and maybe runners on base, and he's got to do some things to wiggle out of it. And it's a good reminder for me, you know, when you see our bullpen, some of our guys like Sipp and Neshek and Feldman and Davinsky, these are guys that are seen as relievers, that are middle relievers. They're not pitching in necessarily the highest pressure type situations, but those are pretty good relievers, and they can pitch and will need to be pitched in some of these tougher spots.
And you mentioned Valbuena with the big home run late, and he's really been on a roll lately. We've seen him bat him in the two spot a few times and just earning more and more opportunities.
Yeah, I like him in the two spot against righties. I move him down against lefties and put Marwin in there. But, man, he's really making good decisions at the plate on what pitches to swing at. He hunts his pitches. He's doing damage. He bunted it last week against the shift. He's just playing a really all-around good style of baseball. When he gets hot, it's you know, he can change the score, and I like the fact that he'll draw a walk. I like the fact that he plays really good defense at third base, and he gets forgotten some days because of the star appeal of Altuve and Correa and you know, certainly the popularity of Rasmus and things like that. But you look up and Luis Valbuena's pretty steady over there at third.
AJ Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following Minute of Astros History featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
The Astros were four games back when they took on the Royals at Kauffman Stadium on this Saturday afternoon in 2001. If Jeff Bagwell had played for the Royals, they may have designated June 7th as Bagwell Day thereafter. He started the juggernaut with a three-run homer in the first inning. Lance Berkman followed with a hit, which extended his hitting streak to 20 games. Lance scored the fourth run of the inning, inning, but the Royals came back with three. Bagwell resumed the onslaught with a two-run double in the second. When he came up in the eighth, the Astros were up 8-7 and the bases were loaded. He promptly doubled down the left field line for his sixth and seventh RBIs of the game, tying an Astros team record. If Craig Biggio hadn't been thrown out at home plate, the record would have been broken.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Welcome back to Astro Launch, everybody. This is Steve Sparks, and I have Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland A's, who's going to give us a little update on this Oakland team right now, who, first and foremost, have a ton of injuries. How are they dealing with that?
Well, a lot of guys on the disabled list, Sparky, and the A's have gone about 14 deep just for the starting rotation, with guys that have pitched and guys that have been hurt and guys that they were counting on coming out of spring training that just has not materialized, which has created opportunities for guys like Daniel McDin, who will pitch tomorrow, former farmhand for the Astros who's from Houston. That'll be a great story. Sean Manaea getting an opportunity as well, and others. So everybody has injuries, though, Sparky, and that is a part of the story, but it's not the whole story. The A's have been very inconsistent, riding a roller coaster. They won 6 out of 7, taking 3 out of 4 from the Angels, and won the first three games of their head-to-head meetings with the Giants, which is like the Super Bowl in the Bay Area.
Yeah.
Lost the last game of that series, and from that point, they've lost 6 of the next 7. And that's the way they've been. They've been up, and they've been down. There's been no winning, you know, 10 out of 12 or 14 out of 17 or 29 out of 40, which is what's happening across the way.
One guy that seems like a stabilizing force is your shortstop. And I've always been impressed with Marcus Semien, but it seems like he's rounding into a guy you can count on. He posts up every day.
He does. He wants to play every day. He goes to the Ron Washington School of Baseball every day, where Wash hits him a ton of fun goes. It's a regular routine that he does not walk away from. And he's playing with a little bit of a banged-up shoulder. But an example, the A's played like to 1 o'clock in the morning on Tuesday night, had a noon game in Minnesota before this series started, and he was in both games and ready to play. That tells you the kind of special guy he is. Yeah. He grew up liking Derek Jeter, who exudes calm and cool, and I think we see that from Marcus. Bob Melvin played with Cal Ripken, not saying he's going to play 2,600 games, but this guy has the work ethic that he wants to be out there every day, and he's gotten better defensively. He's got 18 home runs, which leads the American League shortstops, and he's using the whole field now.
Talking with Vince Cotroneo, and one guy that kills the Astros is Danny Valencia. It's second best average ever against the Astros with 75 plate appearances or more. Tell me about what makes him such a special hitter.
Well, his career before he got to the A's was a platoon player, mostly against left-handers. Then he went to Toronto, hung around guys like Donaldson and Batista and Encarnacion, developed a leg kick, which really helped his swing, and he's got a better swing path. He hits the ball extremely hard when he makes contact. One of the best OPSs against right-handed pitching, which is something you didn't say about Danny Valencia early in his career. He's been a late bloomer at age 31. He's been fun to watch. He's been a run producer that the A's have definitely needed.
Last thing with Vince, Rich Hill, he's pitching today. It's been a great story for you guys. 8 wins, even though he went on the disabled list for a time. What are we going to see from him?
A lot of curveballs, and very good. The game he lost against the Astros was 2-1. Altuve seemed to sit on the curveball when he hit about 9,000 miles at the Coliseum. But the thing I like about Rich, because he was kind of a wild card coming into the year, he's faced the Tigers twice, he's faced the Mariners twice, and he pitched effectively both times. So that team making that adjustment has not affected him. He's adjusted back. You'll see curveballs. We don't expect it. You'll see a sidearm curveball.
There we go. That's Vince Cotroneo. Thanks for joining us.
Anytime, Sparky. It's always great to be back in Houston.
Back with more Astro Launch right after this.
Visit Astros.com/radio to hear all your favorite players, up-to-date interviews, highlights, and more. Get connected with your Astros at Astros.com/radio.
Astros with a 9-8 win over the Seattle Mariners, and we're joined now by our Landry's player of the game, Carlos Gomez, joining us. And Gomez with 3 hits tonight, finishing a home run shy of the cycle, drove in 3, had a two-run double and an RBI triple. Had to be feeling pretty good at the plate tonight, huh?
I mean, the last 2 weeks, I've been feeling really good. You know, I've been putting good contact on the ball and you know, just swing my pitches. And today, finally, you know, I got a really good game. Those hits drive, but you know, just keep positive. And the more important is that we sweep that series, and that mean a lot for us. And you know, we have to continue to play that good game.
Hey, Carlos, we kept talking about how hard you were hitting the ball right at the left fielder. You did it twice already earlier in this homestand. And then to center field, a shot, and you just couldn't get anything to fall in. And finally today, I'm sure it felt pretty good to have some balls land for you.
No, I mean, like, you know, when you see the result, you feel really good. But,
right.
You know, I'm the guy that what I work is to have a really good and feel good in the play. And the last couple of days, you know, I've been hitting the ball extremely hard. And I'm really happy myself because, you know, I've been putting some good contact. So
right.
I put it in my mind, just come and have another at bat and hit it hard again, hit it hard again, hit it again. Because so soon they're going to start dropping and they can stop it.
All right. And you mentioned how big this win was in sweeping this series. You're in a stretch where you guys have a lot of games against the American League West, all pretty big games for this ball club.
I mean, you know, it finished in the first half. And posted away and come in the second half and finish because we still have like 2.5 months to play and you know it's just a tough division and we have to continue every game matters, every game is really important and you know the bullpen come late and finish the job that when fires be a little bit struggling, you know this other team, the good team do it, you know, pick them up each other.
All right, Carlos Gomez, congratulations on the good game and congratulations on the victory.
Thank you, guys.
All right, Carlos Gomez, our Landry's Player of the Game. He'll receive a gift card from Landry's, the leader in dining, hospitality, entertainment, and gaming.
Robert Ford, Steve Sparks, on your radio, the Houston Astros Radio Network.
Minsky working from the first base side of the rubber, another 3-2. And Lee lines it foul again, out of play to the left. So really battling with Davinsky on the full count.
I had a buddy of mine that played in Taiwan and Korea, and one of the things when you win awards over there, you have to sing karaoke when you accept the award.
So in other words, just like it is here.
I wonder if Lee had to.
Here's a ninth pitch to Lee, and that's hit hard on one hop to Altuve moving to his left. He has it and throws to first in time, two outs. Good battle there that Davinsky eventually wins.
That buddy of mine won the Cy Young Award over there a few times, and he was nervous as could be. He says he's the worst singer he's ever heard, and he was deathly afraid of having to get up there and do it.
Adam Lind 0-for-2 with a ground out and a flyout. So they're like, hey, congratulations. You're the best pitcher in our league. Thanks.
Now come embarrass yourself.
Now go sing. You're going to come sing in front of several people. Pitch on the way to Adam Lind. It's outside. And I imagine they probably expect you to be pretty good, right?
I would imagine they expect you to practice anyway and know the words.
1-0. That's low. I wonder if any of those players get recruited from the United States to play over in Taiwan. If the general manager of those teams are like, hey, how's your singing voice?
Yeah.
2-0. Swing and a miss. Two balls and a strike.
You know what I would do, since all those guys have interpreters when they go over there, if you didn't want to sing, just ask your interpreter to go ahead and do it for you.
Pitch your questions to the booth. Email your questions to radio@astros.com. Robert Ford and Steve Sparks fielding your baseball questions. Radio@astros.com.